Candidates hoping to fill the two slots available in the Keys in Douglas South will be round the table on Manx Radio this evening after six, expanding on their ideas and challenging each other. Douglas South is now South again after, for a time, looking as if it would take on the name of Douglas West in the boundary changes. But South it is. Someone who's lived in the constituency for many years is Sarah Jarvis of telecommunications firm Shaw. John Moss suggested that your view of the important issues in life change somewhat as the demands of those around you and in your family changes.
Yes, very much so. I've been living in Farm Hill probably for 21 years and I've seen a lot of changes. Moved in there with one year old baby and I now have three big people who are at university or working. So I think what you need from your constituency flexes and shifts according to the way you consume it, if you see what I mean. So the things that would have exercised me at the beginning would have been, you know, how fast the cars were going, was it safe to cross the road, you know, was it
preschool education, all things that affect young children, I suppose.
Absolutely,
you've been very focused.
That's
on
right,
them.
Because that was my world at the time. Now, obviously they're sort of rather more independent, so it becomes about, you know, university fees, and it becomes about opportunities. It becomes more about sort of good secondary education, and it becomes about good transport links for them. You know, the things you actually use, and I've not really thought about it before you asked the question, but yeah.
But Douglas South is a vast conglomeration in Manx terms of people, all living their separate lives, all having their problems and things. But when it gets challenged, that sense of community, for instance, the club that was closed down, the pub that was closed down, it does seem to get the people together. They come together and say, this shall not be. So there's a sense of community there.
Absolutely right. And I think that's the essential Manxness and Britishness, that you know, when there's a problem, when there's something to fight, that we all rise up and, you know, and join as one. I've seen some huge changes, really, since I've been there in 21 years with, you know, two, you know, excellent new schools and doctor's surgery and things that do become part of that community focus. I just like to think that people have a slightly larger world view than just what happens in their own back garden.
Though, of course, in the next 5 years, what happens to the island will very much affect what happens in individual constituencies. And people, I suppose, when they elect someone, will have to be aware that that person has to be able to operate on an international and national stage, not just local.
I would say so, very much so. As somebody who works, you know, full time in business, you know, quite a high profile business, as I work for Shaw, and we are part of, you know, the infrastructure of the island. You know, negotiating that political, well, I was going to say battlefield, it isn't, but negotiating that the way...
It's almost a minefield.
It is bordering, yes, I guess it is bordering on a minefield. And making sure that businesses like mine are in a position to provide the infrastructure that's actually required for business, which ultimately runs, you know, ploughs the money into the economy and allows us to keep our schools running and our hospitals running, and, you know, the taxes that we all pay, you know, because of... we're brought over to work for them, et cetera, et cetera. I would like to see very clear passion about business and supporting business and representing businesses on a wider world stage.
Sarah Jarvis speaking to John Moss.